There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talking about or hearing more about. This is Tuesday, February the 17th, the continuation of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler monitoring a lot of social media. You can dial this at 888-302-3684. You can focus on social media if you'd like to, which is facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, and then there is the email way of connecting, doug@dougsteffen.com or ken@dougsteffen.com. A lot of people, I think, Kenny, are probably working on either in their minds or outwardly a thought position, if you will, on what's going on with the Islamic State militants. There appears to be a big fuss going on between ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So before I get to that and then talking about the president's war powers, what do we have comment-wise in any of our social media on this? Any of the situations as they, the Egyptian warplanes are striking the Islamic State. There seems to be more battling here, there, and everywhere. A lot of upheaval. It's a tough place to be. I wouldn't want to be over there, would you?
No, anyway. Not at all.
No.
I'm going to massacre this name, but I'll give it a good shot. The first comment is from Mauricio Zarate Ruiz.
I'm buying it.
Who says, ISIS needs to stop doing these brutal acts. They're giving Islam a bad name, and they have absolutely nothing to do with Islam.
The bad name or what ISIS is? ISIS has nothing to do with Islam.
Right.
Which, yeah. Well, that's nice to say. You think those people, the way they think, are going to pay any attention to you and your comments? They don't care what you think. They might be interested if you said that in front of them. They'd probably take a shot at with a big knife and separate you and your head from your body. But that's subtle. Go ahead. Kenny, what's next?
Joel says the United States should be providing substantial arms to the Kurds and the Jordanians to assist them in their war against ISIS.
Yeah. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. We ought to be doing a lot of things, and the international community ought to be doing a lot of things. We're sitting around with our thumbs in our ears. So next.
One more. Tyler says, we should have gotten involved a long time ago. It's the only thing ISIS understands, bullets, bombs, and blood.
Well, yeah. The situation now, as it appears, the latest business, the Denmark gunman was released from jail. He had become radicalized in jail, apparently, during the summer and the fall. The situation in Libya, now where ISIS is trying to expand, the new video that came out over the weekend of the jihadist cutting the heads off of the 21 Coptic Christians. They were from Egypt. They were abducted in Libya. Video had similar graphics and cinematic flourishes as had been presented before by ISIS. If I have no interest in looking at any of this stuff. I hope none of you saw it. You could see the pictures that were translated or transferred all around the world by the cooperating news media. So what do we have going on here? If you don't understand, ISIS is in Libya trying to expand. Al-Qaeda is already there, and they don't want ISIS to be there. So they're setting up with this, if I understand correctly, the thinking. This is sort of a backfire, because not only are the Egyptians going after them because they don't want any ISIS groups in Libya, but the Al-Qaeda, who is in Libya, don't want them there either. Do you think I understand this game? Kenny, is that the playbook, more or less?
I think so.
Yeah. So ISIS is increasingly publicizing its presence in Libya. And so now the United States, other Western countries, are trying to figure out what to do. But that's the whole thing. All we're doing is talking about this. What can we do? Bomb them. Send in troops. Do something. It's really... But then you think about what happens once we do that. What we did in Iraq was make a mess of things. And but ISIS is so much more brazen even than Al-Qaeda is. They publicize and promote what they do. They use their propaganda machine. It's so prolific all over the area, it's easy to see why they are collecting fighters, where they come from, and what they're doing. There are a lot of people who are now studying ISIS who even knew what ISIS was a year ago. Never heard of them. Had you ever heard of them, Kenny? I never heard of ISIS before.
No.
Last year?
No.
Nothing. We had plenty of Al-Qaeda around, not just from 2001, not from since September 11th, but even before that, when they tried, what was it, 1993, when Clinton was president? I think Al-Qaeda tried to blow up the World Trade Centers then, if memory serves me correctly. So the Egyptians, as most of you know, retaliated against ISIS with the bombings and stuff. Because the people they killed were Egyptians. So now let's see where this goes as we head into the middle part of the week. As I said a few minutes ago, Matthew Ho, I didn't mention his name, but we have a discussion, a follow-up here, as the president looks for war powers from Congress to try to deal with this. More talk and not a lot of action. So let's get to Matthew Ho, who's an expert on this region, to let's try to figure what makes sense in our conversation coming up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license. Law 50 states and law number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Joining us now is Matthew Ho, Senior Fellow at the Center for International Policy, former Director of the Afghanistan Study Group, which is a network of foreign and public policy experts and professionals advocating for a change in strategy in Afghanistan. Also a former State Department official who resigned in protest from his post in Afghanistan over the strategic policy and goals in Afghanistan. That was in September of 2009. He served in Iraq. He knows his way around the Middle East, so we're going to try to figure out whether, in his mind, it makes sense for the president to have war powers. Good morning, Matthew. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So you're for or against Obama having the war powers that he's requested from Congress?
Oh, I'm against it. I see no reason why we should authorize another war, particularly as this president has been unable to accomplish anything really with American intervention in the Middle East, besides the great loss of life and greater instability and chaos.
Well, the circumstances are interesting as to how this all came about. I was talking earlier about this being our fault. The original sin here was actually from the American side way back when the oil barons were trying to get a hold of as much oil as they could, making all kinds of deals with people all over the Middle East. And the way they treated the locals was the reason that we have so much animosity aimed at us today. Having said that, people change and things change. But this doesn't seem to have changed. Kind of like the whole situation between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Does it ever change? No, it does never change. So meanwhile, we kill Saddam Hussein, create instability in the region. We didn't do it. Well, we were responsible. George Bush and his cronies all believed when he asked for the same war powers. We got a war for this mass destruction. Let's go in there. And so how many American lives are wasted in that thing? And is that really what you're thinking here? Is this a replication of what went on in Iraq? Do you think it would go that far?
There's the old line, of course, that history repeats itself. I've also heard, and I like to say, if it doesn't repeat itself, it often rhymes. But certainly, if you look at the history of American involvement overseas, really since World War II, the blunders we've made militarily, the regimes we supported, the betrayal of our own values to secure some type of short-term geopolitical interest to make sure that country, right?
It's not even the short term. Look at our relationship with Saudi Arabia. There's a bunch of biggest scoundrels, and where they're our pals, we go over and kiss the butt of the new prince, and we go pay attention to that thug that was the king who had 95 lives. You just said something very interesting. We have foregone our, I think I'm paraphrasing, morals and or values to stay pals with these guys so that we make sure we get plenty of oil from them. That's the only reason I go back to what I said before.
Exactly, Doug. And the crazy thing is then, we do this, we go, and I think the way you just described the relationship with the Saudis is perfect, with this repressive, thuggish theocracy, but then across the Persian Gulf, we are ready to go to war against another repressive, thuggish theocracy. So our policy doesn't even make any sense in terms of who our allies are and who our allies are not. In one hand, we excuse the Saudis. We sell them arms. We do everything we can to keep them in power. And then on the other, we're banging the drums to go to war against Iran. And the difference is minimal.
It shows the power of the military-industrial complex because all this stuff is created. Just look at who gives what money to who's running for what office. And it's pretty simple to conclude, pretty easy to conclude, and pretty correct to conclude. This is all about selling out, if you will. And the thing that really frustrates me, and I'll sort of end on this note, is the defense contractors always get paid, but we don't have enough money to take care of the veterans who go over there and put their lives on the line and get all kinds of ailments, and we're busy screwing them while we pay all of these big companies for making more guns and arms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have done a nice job giving us the idea. You say no to giving Obama war powers. That's the story, Matthew Ho.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Good choice, Richie. Good man.
I knew you'd like it.
Willie Nelson.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Willie Nelson's autobiography is out this week. Coming from that small town in Texas. Growing up during the Great Depression, now an American musical icon. His life is the stuff of legend. And now with his 6 decades in his career behind him, he is one of the things he writes about is his advocacy for marijuana legalization. The big animal rights.
Marijuana?
Yeah, I know.
Shocker.
Weird.
The soon-to-be-published memoir is called It's a Long Story, My Life. I said it was coming this week. It's May 5th, his 82nd birthday. And so he comes from Abbott, Texas, population of 300. Picked cotton, started performing in honky-tonk when he was 13. Traces his rise to stardom as a real icon for any number of reasons. If you see pictures of him during the 50s when he started to perform, you wouldn't recognize the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Suits, haircut, all the whole
thing. Clean cut.
Yep, right, exactly.
I saw him last year at the Jazz Fest, and it shocks me, the worst concert I've ever seen in my life.
Really, why?
Because of that hunk of garbage he calls a guitar and slings around his neck.
Oh, really?
It's the beat-up biggest piece of garbage I've ever heard, and it just makes him sound terrible. He's got one working string, I guess, but man, it's just awful, awful.
All right, Johnny Depp is going to play Rockstar again soon, alongside a couple of collaborators and rock legends. He's formed a supergroup called the Hollywood Vampires with Alice Cooper, who's now 67, good Lord, and lead guitarist Mara Smith, Joe Perry, who's 64. They're going to perform their first major gig at the Rock and Rio Music Festival. That will be in Rio de Janeiro in September. The name of the group is paying tribute to the Hollywood Vampires, a posse of famous musicians who used alcohol as their method of initiation back in the 70s. I don't know.
Did everybody use alcohol as a method of initiation? mysteries back in the 70s that played rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, you think that the story was about Keith Moon and John Lennon and Ringo Starr and Harry Nilsson, among the members of that first group, anyway. So that's that story coming up this fall. They're having rehearsal now. Also, perhaps the best musical story of the day will play out tonight, because Stevie Wonder's story, I think it's a two-hour special, isn't it, Kenny? Memory serves me correctly.
I think so.
Yeah. Tonight, Stevie Wonder.
I was born in hot-dog Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough.
One of the most talented entertainers I think we have in America.
Genius. Him and Ray Charles.
He's really done a great job preserving his music and himself. So this tribute tonight features pretty much every musical star in the country that's worth anything.
I can't see why this took so long for them to do this.
Jennifer, nice job. Just, thank God.
Rich, just enjoy it.
Rich is dead, huh?
Well, they usually wait for them to die.
Yeah. This is the big stuff. You have a chance tonight. You probably want to watch this. Be a good take. His music. Wait, is that the only song you got? Have you got any other Stevie Wonder songs?
I do.
I have another one. This
I got
right.
Tons of Stevie Wonder stuff. I got to get it though.
Hold that button again.
Well, no, you didn't tell me to load six songs. So
oh, well, I thought you would, because you like Stevie Wonder, you'd have a couple of handy by.
Absolutely. You know? Like this one?
Well, I'll see. As it's 28 past the hour, we can have this in our mind. Stevie Wonder's story tonight on TV, 28 after the hour on Good Night. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Hi, I'm Jim Arbogast, Vice President of Hygiene Sciences and Public Health Advancements for Gojo Industries. Hand hygiene is critically important. That's because it's a proven way to reduce the risk to you and your family of getting ill. The second point is that practicing hand hygiene requires having the right product solutions at the right time. Some of those key moments are after contacting frequently touched surfaces that may not be cleaned. So out in public, that could be a restaurant menu, handrails at home, that's contacted surfaces, remote controls. You want to have clean hands before and after preparing food, and you also want to clean your hands before you eat food. Using soap and water or an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that's well-formulated like Purell is safe, fast, easy, and effective. For more information, go to Purell.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour now on the Tuesday Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Chesler. In this hour, we go in depth into certain areas, trying to present the facts and some commentary, opinions, that sort of thing. The world is full of great stories, and I'm interested in telling them here. Sometimes you tell them pretty well through your various communicative ways, email and Facebook, social media comments, and certainly calling 888-302-3684 can be pretty productive as well. The vaccination controversy for measles, or vaccination controversy for most anything. The vaccination for measles, however, is a conversation that continues because, especially here in California, but there are other cases that are around the country. As a matter of fact, Kenny, I think there were two or three other states, right? Three or four other states where measles has cropped up in the past week or so. Am I right?
I think so, yeah.
So a lot of states are saying that school staff workers ought to be required, and in some cases are being required, to get vaccine for measles. Some of these states are providing a list of recommended vaccines. There is no requirement or follow-up for the teachers to prove that they have gotten the shots, but it seems that there's a requirement and then there's a suggestion. And maybe the suggestion, if you're really smart and you're working with areas or with people in areas where this is a problem and you really kind of care about it, maybe that's what goes on in the back of the minds of people who are conscious. Okay, well, I don't want to get it myself. I think measles is pretty tough on adults, isn't it? Is that what shingles are? The measles?
I don't know.
I think I believe that there is a connection. Anybody who knows better one way or another, 888-302-3684. I know that shingles are created by the Epstein-Barr virus, which once you get it in your system, you never get it out. I'm someone who's been through that and knows it. I had shingles over my eyes, eyebrows, and forehead for 3 or 4 months, and man, it is crazy. And so when the blood test was done, it went back to an Epstein-Barr event that I had in 1988 when I was aboard. I took a listener cruise to the Mediterranean. A group of 150 Americans went on this trip a classical music trip all around Italy and all around those areas, the Adriatic and Mediterranean. And it was very plush and lovely and wonderful. One night, lobster was served, and I ate too much of it. And they got very, very sick, very sick, very sick. It was real. A year ago this week, I had the same problem eating lobster, and apparently it wasn't quite right, and I got very sick for 3 days. Well, the same thing happened in 1988, and because of where I was and what I was exposed to, I got the Epstein-Barr virus. My immune system became so weak that I got very, very sick, and the Epstein-Barr system seems to obviously play on people who have weakened immune systems. That was one of the things that got me onto my current regimen of just keeping your immune system as strong as possible. But once the Epstein-Barr gets in your system, it doesn't go away. So as a result of that situation, I think it was around 2004, if I remember correctly, 2003, 2004, somehow or other, I was in a situation where I was stressed out and a bit nervous, and so it manifested itself with the shingles. If you think that there's no connection between your mind and your body, you're crazy, because there certainly is. All kinds of things can happen to you when your head is fouled up. As a matter of fact, there's a study that's out because of the weather situation being as bad as it is in the Northeast. The time of year we find ourselves in after the holidays, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, when the snow, frigid weather, in my area of Massachusetts, where my farm is, it's seemingly endless. There are now 7.5 feet, almost 8 feet of snow, level snow, on the pastures, way up over the fences, and then the piles of snow, because if you get into some of the driveways or even the roadways, they're like cart paths. It's like nothing any of us have ever seen before. So when I realized what was going on with me, and it was sort of just last week that I did, last week or 10 days, how extraordinarily depressed I was. I don't know if you noticed it on the air, Kenny. Oftentimes I mask what I'm really thinking or feeling. And, you know, the show must go on stuff. And actually, when I'm on the air, I feel pretty good. But when I'm not on the air, I was feeling, I was going through all kinds of stuff. And I know that I was clinically depressed. And I haven't been this depressed for a long, long time, frankly. What happens is your circadian rhythms are off. And there are a lot of symptoms that echo or equal depression. You're sad, you're tired, you don't sleep well, you don't concentrate well, you experience a lot of things that, in eating, you eat a lot of pasta. There's a carbohydrate component to this. And for whatever reason, it's feel-good food that you're looking for. And I was one of the about 5-6% of the population. Where I come from, according to some of the studies, it mentions 10% of the population has this seasonal affected disorder, this depression. By springtime, symptoms disappear. I don't know whether I hope that that's the case. But there are a lot of symptoms, but I think I went through them there. More and more people seem to realize they have more than just the post-holiday blues. I'll tell you something, though. If you go to the doctor, depending on what kind of doctor you see, you may get a prescription for various. There are 4 or 5 different medications that are given to people who are clinically depressed. And I actually got some about 2 weeks ago. I got some Wellbutrin, and I took it for a few days. And its effect on me, I don't know, I don't see, I don't sense, I didn't feel that I was better emotionally. But I'll tell you, it made me as nervous as a cat. I'm somebody who can hold. I don't drink coffee, never have. I've never used any drugs. I don't smoke, never have. There's just nothing that I do, at least that sort of nothing I do, that fouls up my body. I could hold my hand as steady as a rock for as long as I wanted to. And what made me think about it that there was something about this medication that was bothering me is the depression didn't really go away, and my hands were nervous, so I couldn't hold a cup of tea, or I couldn't hold my knife and fork without my hand moving. And I thought, gee, this is something wrong. So I just stopped taking it, and now I'm fine. And I don't know how my head is, but I know. You know, when you have side effects to stuff like that, you can become just as depressed. There are all kinds of ways of getting depressed. One of the things that I found out was, and this happens in the morning and at night more than any other time, if you can spend 30 or 40 minutes in the morning or at night, if you have that luxury, to get into the light as much as possible and to read things that are mind expanding. There are some people who take the traditional route and they go to a psychiatrist or a counselor, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. Sometimes if that doesn't work, then the antidepressants come in, and if that works, it doesn't work. I've found that this 30, 40 minutes now of being in the light. Now I'm in California, so I think there's a whole different. We're suffering from, what was it, 74 here? I think 75 yesterday down in the valley. It was 80 or 81. Where you are, Kenny, in San Diego, what was the high temperature yesterday?
I think it was around 80.
Yeah, okay. So we don't suffer from that kind of seasonal adjusted disorder. It just is where the weather is lousy and where you find that under the circumstances you are affected sometimes by stuff that's going on in your life, but more it's the weather, and that darkness goes away if you're able to. Why do you think so many people go to Florida or go to the Southwest or come to California or go down to the Caribbean or wherever they can, go to Hawaii? That's why this is, you know, that's why people are dealing in that way with whatever the problem is. So having said that and focusing on the sorts of drugs that are around now, going back to the vaccination for measles and thinking about that, there's a whole drift of thought about whether or not the pharmaceutical companies are creating situations in which we need to use them more than we're used to using them. So Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is with us in a moment to talk about the pharmaceutical companies and what they're really aiming to do. That's thought-provoking, hopefully, conversation up next here on Good Day.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks. I mean, so refreshed. Let's get a free facial iron during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup,
repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil kits.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Anyone?
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right due.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I have with us Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who joins us every Monday at this time. He runs a clinic. As a matter of fact, I think I'll come see you. Are you there today? Or today's supposed to be a holiday, so is your office open? Or
yeah,
what?
I am.
You're there?
I'm there.
Yeah. All right, I'll be around later on this morning, probably. Bruce has a back.
You call and make an appointment.
Let's see you.
I know.
Thank you, Rich.
No problem.
Wow. We're all going to come, and you're going to work late tonight.
Yeah, I'll be in there at some point.
All right.
Wait for us.
Yeah. We'll have lunch across the street. Jennifer can come with me. We'll put her on the rack and stretch her arm.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right. He'd rather see you probably than me. The essence of... there I am again. We're at essence. The stories that Bruce brings to us are his research of medicine that isn't popular. It is popular, I guess, by definition, because a lot of people pay attention to it and find it to be valuable. The mainstream medical folks, the AMA, don't much care for Bruce. And that's okay. I kind of like to have another side of the story. So let's go to whatever you have between the lines today, Bruce.
Well, let's talk about John Oliver. He's a very funny guy. He's an English-born American political satirist that you've likely seen on Jon Stewart's Daily Show. And then he also has his own show on HBO called Last Week Tonight. And let's go between the lines on his hilarious but scathing video rant about the pharmaceutical industry and how it often illegally markets to doctors. Now, you can get the link to that video at my blog at 818newback.com. You'll also be able to get a link to a government website that allows you to look up your doctor and see how much money the pharmaceutical industry gives your doctor. But he is so funny, I got to give you a few facts off of this because they're sometimes hidden between all his humor. 70% of all Americans take at least one prescription drug, and 50% take at least two. There's 4 billion prescriptions a year written in the United States at a cost of $330 billion.
Okay.
All those ads we see on TV about, you know, ask your doctor about, well, those are $4 billion worth of ads a year, but that's pale compared to the $24 billion a year that the pharmaceutical industry spends directly marketing to doctors. And they do it in the form of free meals, speaker fees, gifts, trips, all kinds of things. And in the 9 out of 10 largest pharmaceutical companies spend more on marketing than they do on research and development. And I find a little shocking. And then the other part of it is that virtually every big pharmaceutical company has paid fines of hundreds of millions to billions of dollars for marketing fraud. So, you know, if you're going to trust the pharmaceutical industry with this kind of a track record, I think you're, you know, way more forgiving person than I am.
Mm. All right, Richie.
Bottom line on all that.
Richie, you found the video? Sounds like
prescription drugs. The only ovals that can bring people in the Seattle area joy anymore. To put it mildly, America takes a lot of these things.
70% of Americans take at least one prescription drug. More than half of us take two. Researchers say a record 4 billion right. prescriptions.
Let me ask, Richie, are you taking any drugs?
I was just on Xarelto, but I'm off of it now and on to a baby aspirin.
Jennifer, are you taking any drugs, prescription drugs?
No.
No. Kenny?
2.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Bruce, you taking any?
Nope.
Do you have some that you're offering? Because I'm in.
All right. So to get the story, the story is at Bruce's website. He just made mention of the blog site, 818newback.com. But see how scurrilous this business is and how much.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Tom Parsons is here from BestFares.com to talk to us about 2 things. The deals that are good for you coming up this week. He's got his website, BestFares.com, loaded up with all kinds of things that will apply to Doug Steffen Good Day listeners. Just go to DougSteffen.com, click on Tom's picture in the contributors box. That's how you'll find the deals. You'll go through those in a minute. Plus, I'm going to share the story of my son's experience on Spirit Airlines, the airline that has no reason for being, in just a moment here on Good Day.
American Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too. Cold Snap. It's like kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing. Refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey,
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil kits. Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
Tom Parsons with us here on Good Day. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I all have our stories to tell about our travel woes. My son was going to fly to Dallas this week to meet me as I'm driving across country. I didn't stop to see you because I didn't get in there too late, and I left early, so you were not on my stop list. At any rate, Spirit as a real interesting way of gouging its customers. They have low prices. You go online and you buy a ticket from Best Fares or Expedia or Priceline or any of the budget ticket agencies, and there's apparently a caveat, little in the fine print. If you don't buy this directly from Spirit, you are automatically put on our waiting list. So my son shows up at the airport at LAX to go to Dallas. There are 54 people standing there who have bought a ticket. They can't get on the plane because the plane is full, and apparently Spirit just does this. They don't have any. They sell as many tickets as they can to all of their flights, and if you show up and you're not somebody that's bought it from Spirit directly and you're on the standby list, you get a credit for $200 or whatever the price of the ticket is, and that's it. Can you, and the complaints against them, there are tens of thousands of complaints against. How does the government let these people operate this way, Tom?
Well, Spirit's been around. They've been in a lot of trouble with the government before. They look for every loophole there is in the book, and they stay to a very grayness of the law. To see the sign, it's kind of important on Spirit, and they really threw it in your face. Now, you are allowed to get on the line and get a seat 24 hours before departure, but like you were saying, if the seats are completely sold out, you are going to be at the mercy of them. They have no interlining agreement. What that means, like American, Delta, United, and U.S. Airways and others, if they oversold, they do have to pay you money, but they can put you on another carrier at no cost to you, and then for every so many hours, if it's 2 hours, they got to give you this. If it's 4 hours, they have to give you up to $1,300 in cash. Well, Spirit rules, and then it's usually based on the price of your ticket, and they sell cheap tickets. They also have other airlines that sort of hide their baggage, roller bag fees. They were one of the first to do that. And again, if you don't prepay for it and you try to pay at the gate, find out you got to pay to carry your bag on an airplane, it will be a $100 bill. They will go back through security and pay only $50, but if you're running tight on time, you're going to be stuck paying $100. They have a seat assignment. They have a $1.99 soda pop fee, and they just work on the misery of fee.
Of being miserable. Well, as I said, I want to have people know how horrible they are, and
also their
money.
Seats, you love their seats too. They do not pitch back. There is no button to push, and they're, instead of being an average of 31 inches with a pitch, with a button, theirs is all 28 inches.
Great.
So you lose 3 inches.
Right, what's the best deal of the week at bestfares.com for Good Day listeners?
No, I mean, you were saying you were in Dallas. Ever since the Wright Amendment, remember that nasty thing with
the
Lowfield?
It was Southwest couldn't we got 15 seconds.
Has now added since last October up until this April 30 non-stop flights out of Dallas, and cities like Seattle are coming in at $198.
So that's out of Love Field, right?
So yeah, that's probably one of the.
That's a big deal. Southwest at Love Field. If you're in that area, help yourself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.